ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
SBS Radio।
Joining us is Luke Howard, the Assistant Minister for Community Housing, Homelessness and Community Services, who is going to tell us a little bit more about the Safe Places program recently announced by the Morrison government. Minister, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Well, thank you, Manpreet. Great to be on the program.
So this is a $60 million funding that was announced to increase shelter spaces for women and children in need who are victims of family violence. Can you tell us just briefly what has happened in the past few months in relation to family violence, especially with COVID happening, and why you think this kind of funding is important?
Yes, well, thank you. That's a great question. With COVID in the last few months, obviously it's changed our world, and for many Australians we've been in different states in different degrees of lockdown, which means families have been a lot closer with each other in confined areas, and at times this has caused some domestic violence issues as people have lost jobs and concerned about finances. And that's very disappointing to hear, you know, not just on behalf of the Morrison government, but for all Australians. We want families to love one another and to live happily and not have domestic violence.
Minister, is this anecdotal, or do we have a study, or do we have specific numbers of how much domestic violence may have increased?
Well, all the reporting from specialist domestic violence providers is that domestic violence has been on the increase. Mm-hmm. And so when I've spoken to state housing ministers and state ministers that look after domestic violence, all of them are reporting an increase. And we've had increased calls to 1800 Respect and other lines that deal with that issue.
This is 40 more spaces being provided through a $60 million funding. How essential do you think this is?
Well, I think this is essential. It's not a silver bullet, but I think all Australians need to take ownership of this issue and speak within their own communities and talk to each other and love one another. We've got to treat each other with respect as the way we would want to be treated. But certainly this program from the Morrison government is $60 million to help build new dwellings and repurpose existing dwellings Australia-wide, to specifically provide accommodation for women and children escaping domestic violence. And what we announced last week is that the $60 million program has gone to 40 successful projects amongst 34 organisations around the country. And it should provide 6,000 women and children per year a safe place for up to 700 new safe places.
Out of those 36 organisations, there are only 4 that cater to the needs of migrant women, so women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
Yes.
Do you think that's enough, considering that migrant women have an extra layer of issue to deal with?
Well, I think that there's always need for more, certainly, and we could only choose the successful applications from the ones we receive. So in some places, like the Northern Territory, for example, we only got, I think, 2 applications. And in South Australia, we got very few as well. So despite the fact that we went out with a national information, I guess, plan back earlier in the year to invite people to apply, we didn't get as many applications or diverse as what we had wished. Mm. But we have seen a good spread across the country with the 40 successful projects, and we've also seen it go to not just city areas but also regional communities throughout Australia as well. And there are some migrant communities that have received funding, as well as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
Sure. Of specific interest is the Brisbane Sikh Temple in Queensland.
Yes.
It's probably the only shelter that provides help or assistance to women of Indian background, in fact, the Indian subcontinental background, and their children. And they are set to increase their space through this funding, although it's a very small amount of funding that they have received. How important do you think this is for women of Indian background, especially knowing that that's the largest migrant cohort in Australia at the moment?
Well, look, I think it is important, and I've spoken to the Brisbane Sikh Temple and Ms. Jatinga Kerr, who put in the application. It was a very impressive application, and I want to thank the Brisbane Sikh Temple for putting in the application. They had excellent co-investment with their land value as well. And I think that this grant, and it's not a big grant, it's $231,280. Mm. The value for money that the Brisbane Sikh Temple have got for this, along with their domestic and family violence specialist provider, 99 steps up there, is really, really impressive. Mm. They're going to help at least 10 women per year, because the way they've set it up is they'll provide 6 months stay for those people. And that's important too, because if the stay is too short, if it's week by week or just a couple of weeks, those people are considered homeless as well in the ABS census statistics. So the fact that the Brisbane Sikh Temple have provided such an impressive application with great co-investment and giving the women and children that will use that service a six-month stay, I'm very impressed and want to congratulate them on their application. It will help women and children in the Brisbane area and people of Indian descent.
So, Minister, would you encourage other places of worship, be they Sikh temples or Hindu temples or any other place of worship, would you encourage them to use this template and provide this kind of a service?
Well, certainly, and I look forward to visiting Brisbane Sikh Temple when this construction is finished. They should be, from their application, one of the first places to have it complete, because they're building and repurposing existing buildings, so they've already got some sort of setup there, which is why they've been able to get great value for money. But they're going to deliver three dwellings consisting of one bedroom, mm-hmm. A tiny house one three-bedroom granny flat, and one bedroom studio and office space, mm-hmm. for counselling for those people that need it. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage other organisations to certainly contact my office if they want to know more about how they can apply for funding in the future, or if I can help in any way as Assistant Minister in the Morrison Government for Homelessness and Community Services.
A final question, Minister. The budget was just handed down, and there was a bit of a surprise announcement that as of next year, people applying for partner visas, so permanent residents staying here in Australia, if they sponsor a partner who's from overseas to get a visa to come to Australia, they will now have to pass an additional language test. And the reason given by Minister Taj and even Prime Minister Scott Morrison is the lack of English can contribute to family violence issues and not being able to navigate their way locally over here in Australia. What does your experience say? Lack of English, does that contribute to family violence?
Well, look, it's not something that I've heard firsthand, but obviously the Prime Minister and the Minister would have evidence for that. But what I would suspect is that if we've brought this in, then there should be additional help from the federal government to help people learn what is required. But certainly, given it's not my area, I will contact Minister Tudge and ask him, Manpreet, to contact you and perhaps come on the program and explain just what we can do to help Indian people that find themselves in this situation, because we very much, as a federal government, value the Indian community. We appreciate the contribution that you make to Australia. I think it's very important. Often many people run their own businesses and employ others. And I myself, I know in my own electorate up in Brisbane, in Petrie, very much value your contribution. And so leave that with me and I'll contact Minister Tudge and get him to get in contact with you, Manpreet.
I appreciate that. Just a final word from you about family violence and protecting our women and children, especially during this time of COVID and the crisis that we've all faced. What would your message be to the wider community, especially to that of the Indian background?
Well, look, I'd say to everyone in the Indian background, first of all, thank you for your contribution to Australia. It's been a tough 2020 with COVID, and for many of people in the Indian background, they would have family in other locations outside Australia, and it's very difficult to communicate and visit with them at time. In relation to family and domestic violence, we always need to treat each other well. We need to love one another, particularly our families, our women, our children, and our men all need to be treated well. And so it's not just the responsibility of government to provide houses, whether it's federal or state governments, but it is up to each and every Australian in different communities. And, you know, if you see domestic violence, and it might be a friend or a mate, you know, that's where we need to sort of speak up and say, hey, listen, that's not the way to treat your wife. You know, please look after her and treat her well.
Thank you very much for your time, Minister Luke Howarth. Appreciate your message today.
Thanks, Ma'am Preet.
SBS Radio.
ફેસબુક ઉતે SBS પંજાબીનું લાઇક કરો, સાંજા કરો અને આપણે વિચાર ભી પ્રગટાવો.